Welcome back. In this final session, I'll walk you through a process for working with your anxiety wherever you are. As usual, make sure that you're seated or standing comfortably, with both feet flat on the floor, your spine nice and tall, and your chest open. Notice how these postural adjustments inspire a little confidence. They make it much easier to work with any anxiety you might be feeling. Then let your breath be a little softer and deeper, feeling it flow upwards from the base of the spine towards the navel on the inhalation, and all the way back down as you breathe out. Take a few more of these easy breaths, keeping them very light, very gentle. This deliberate focus on the breath should help to keep your nervous system a little calmer than normal. We'll now walk through a simple three-step process for managing anxiety better. The first step is to be honest with yourself. If you're feeling anxious, don't pretend that you're not. Instead, say to yourself, "I'm feeling anxious. This situation is difficult for me." And if you're not feeling anxious, identify how you are feeling and acknowledge that. It may be that you feel worried or nervous or concerned or calm. Use whatever word or words seem to fit best. Acknowledging your struggles in this way validates your feelings. This helps you to get a more objective perspective on them. Take some time to notice how you feel now. We'll give you a minute. Sometimes it takes a while to clearly identify what you're feeling. Okay, on to step two. Now that you've identified how you're feeling, remind yourself that struggle, hardship, and failure are a part of life, that discomfort is normal, and that you certainly aren't alone in feeling this way. Remember too that challenges are opportunities for growth. As you learn new ways to respond to your anxiety, you'll be rewarded with a sense of accomplishment, increased confidence. And if you're worrying that you'll make a fool of yourself or look bad, remember that everyone is subject to such worries. Even the most confident people often feel anxious behind their social masks. Everyone makes mistakes and has their own struggles. Having anxiety doesn't make you unique. It means that you have the same human concerns everyone else does. You can let your anxiety be an expression of your concern for and connection with others, rather than something that keeps you isolated and alone. Take a minute to affirm these truths to yourself. Put them in your own words, or use the messages that resonate most with you. You could simply repeat the phrase, "It's okay to feel this way." Or you could spend a minute gently considering what the emotion might be trying to tell you. What's it trying to communicate? Anxiety often comes up when you're underprepared. It helps you to identify tasks that you may not be quite ready to tackle. Basically, it's saying, focus on these problem areas. It's an invitation to come up with creative solutions. Now, let's continue with step three. This is a critical step. Step three asks you to be with your anxiety and any associated emotions. As you probably know, when you try to fight anxiety, to get rid of it, or to avoid it, you trap yourself in a dead-end path. So instead of repeating this dysfunctional habit, you must take the time to get to know your anxiety. You can only do this by giving yourself permission to feel it. You'll soon discover that your anxiety lessens, often quite quickly, when you stop trying to push it away. The key here is to treat anxiety like a friend. You can imagine anxiety sitting across a table from you, and you're just going to listen in, hearing what the anxiety has to say. It may speak to you physically through sensations in the body, or it may tell you a story via the thoughts and images in your mind. Your job is just to listen. And throughout this whole process, treat yourself with the same kindness, care, support, and understanding that you would show to a good friend, someone you care about. Let your inner voice be warm. Harsh self-criticism and self-judgment are not what's required. Instead, offer yourself the support you need. Do you need reassurance? Encouragement? Acceptance? Whatever you need, do your best to give it to yourself. So these steps will unlock inner resources you may not have realized you had. They'll gradually transform your fears into connection and confidence. So just before we finish up, here's a quick summary of this process. Step 1, name the emotion. Step 2, affirm that it's okay to feel this way and try to get a sense of what message the emotion has for you. Step 3, spend some time just listening without judgment to your feelings. Once you've gone through this process, take actions based on what you learned. That's it from me. Remember, anxiety is normal, but it doesn't have to be debilitating. Just keep making small changes each and every day. And if you need some support, reach out for it. Good luck.